Well, speaking of the election season, how hardened is the political divide in the U.S.? That's the question Stanford researchers wanted to answer. And they also wanted to test their theory that if you put Americans with different views together, they might change their minds. So they put 526 Americans, to be exact, at a resort in Texas for a weekend in September. The nonpartisan group Helena paid for the $3 million weekend. The research institute NORC at the University of Chicago found just the right mix of diverse opinions. And Stanford's researchers dug in as they had conversations about everything from immigration to healthcare. One of those researchers is Stanford's Larry Diamond, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. And so, Larry, what was your big takeaway about how this weekend affected people?
I actually think that the single most important thing we found is that after deliberating for 3.5 days with people often who sharply disagreed with them and talking about issues, not candidates and personalities, but immigration, taxes, healthcare, the environment, and foreign policy, the percentage of people who thought our democracy was doing at least reasonably well doubled from 30% to 60%. And then we found that there was significant change in opinion on the issues, that the tendency was for Republicans to edge away from extremely implacably hostile positions on immigration. And Democrats backed away from support for positions on taxation and on spending. For example, universal basic income or the baby bonds proposal that looked like they were going to spend a lot of money that we might not really have.
So here's another example that we're hearing about. Before these people all sat down together, 83% of Democrats wanted to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That shrank after they spent the weekend together to 59%. Because why? Tell us some of the anecdotes they might have heard, because this was not about them hearing from researchers. This was them about maybe hearing from, what, a small business owner who couldn't afford it or something? What would change their mind?
Most of their interaction was with one another in small groups. But then they did hear from experts as well in plenary session. And they also heard a presidential candidate, Michael Bennett, speak to this issue and say, hey, I'd at least like a cutout because for certain regions of the country, because the cost of living isn't the same in every region of the country. And $15 might put a lot of people out of work in some parts of the country.
We're hearing about people who might just be talking one-on-one and someone hears from the other. Boy, Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, made my father go on insurance, and it saved his life because he soon after discovered that he had a certain form of cancer. And that was a story that made someone think twice about the Affordable Care Act. You had Republicans who might have thought it was good for President Trump to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal, but then they changed their minds. What might they have heard?
Well, I think what they heard is experts in this case, even a leading Republican, say they might not have liked every aspect of the deal, but the cost of pulling out was very high, very destabilizing.
Well, and Larry, why do you think this happened? I mean, some people might have seen the supplement in the New York Times this past weekend. The Times decided when they heard about this, like, what? These people are all going to be together. They wanted to take a passport picture of each of these people, which is kind of what you were doing in a way, taking a photograph of America through these people. We hear some of them had to lie to their family about where they were going because they couldn't say they were going to go talk to people of different opinions. Do you think it was just people getting off their own information silo and actually coming face to face with other Americans?
I think it wasn't just coming face to face. I think it was the magic of deliberation under good conditions, which don't generally prevail in our country today. And the good conditions were, first of all, we gave them a kind of orienting set of facts and competing arguments on each issue. Second, they had access to competing points of view there in our plenary sessions. We gave them presidential candidates from the two parties. But third, they heard not only the different arguments of their fellow Americans, but the different life experiences. And when Republicans had to sit in the room and hear actual immigrants talk about their motives for immigrating, there were dramatic changes away from Republican hostility to immigration. And the percentage of people, particularly Republicans, who were willing to increase visas for skilled workers or unskilled workers, it jumped to 80% of the whole sample from 60% for skilled workers. Mm. And the percentage of Americans who were willing to force undocumented immigrants to return to their home countries before trying to come to the U.S. and seek entry, that declined in our sample from 46% to 25%. Hmm. And this was the result of the fact that Republican support for that proposal through the deliberation process plummeted.
Larry Diamond, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution and one of the researchers from Stanford behind America in One Room, will link you to more of what they found. It's fascinating. Larry, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Nice to be with you.
So we've spoken with people who have tried this on a smaller scale. What about you? Have you found getting away from your information silo, your social media, helps you communicate with others? Or do you find it impossible to talk to Americans on the other side of the political divide? Hearnow.org.